Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're talking Real Housewives of Potomac Season 2, Episodes 8 and 9. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What up, y'all? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Potomac AfterBuzz TV After Show. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio. When they finally wanted to show up, y'all.
Just kidding.
Tiffany Williams.
Hey.
DJ Richie Sky.
Hey.
Touring the world and all.
Hello.
Tiffany out here working. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about that dollar bills, y'all.
Gotta catch them. You guys have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. We missed you.
We didn't even come in that day.
Like, I missed that. You the last episode.
Same.
I missed you guys too.
Same.
Well, let's get into it. We have a lot to talk about because last week's episode was, they stuffed it, honey. We're going to talk about Oz finally, but I really, like we were just talking about, I really see these girls are starting to become some of my favorites. Like, I love the
favorites.
I see them. I see me really investing in this season, in these women.
Right.
The women that we're seeing. I'm not mad at any of them. As much as Ashley gets on my nerves, I still love her. Like, I'm excited to see, like, I can see in 3 seasons from now, half of these women not being with the men that they're with. And, like, us really going through the journey with them. Like, they're not putting on for the camera to a Karen is, but it's just because she's old and...
Right.
Don't want the church to look at her a certain way.
I do feel you. I feel like there's we're getting to a realness with them that I feel like sometimes the other franchises, like, I don't feel like it's actually very genuine. And maybe it's because it's so early.
I feel like we've lost it. Like, because when Real Housewives of Atlanta first came out, Real Housewives of New Jersey first.
Organic.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, the shit just happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what's happening on this show.
A few weeks ago, though, I was like, when are they going to pull the plug on this shit? Because it's not doing it for me at all. Gasp. I was so over them. I was
they
over this.
They can never do that.
Too many weaklings.
Yeah. But they're starting to spice it up. I mean, like, the Juan and Robin thing, when he went in that closet, yo.
Let me tell you something. I wanted to come through the TV and slap him.
Why?
I just did. I feel like that was so disrespectful.
Let's talk about how disrespectful fucking Juan is. Look at him spitting everywhere, because I cannot with Juan either. So.
Poor Juan.
Girl, why?
Did you say poor Juan?
I feel bad for Juan.
Why?
He's like trapped in
no,
the situation.
No, you just think he's hot. You just think he's, that's all it is. Juan is only attractive. That's literally, I have come to this conclusion.
This is people's downfall.
And I'll give him
when
that.
When somebody's attractive, they let them pass on certain things that they shouldn't let them pass
and
on.
And let's talk about it. So, we see them at the basketball camp. Like, and ever in your life, sir, that you need your ex-wife to be holding your hand to continuously do your job? Like, I can't. So then they have a dinner for Robin's mom. The woman that took you in and took care of you, Juan. Juan was acting worse than his kids. Juan was like...
He didn't want to be there. Why did she force him to be there? Like, that's the problem. She keeps forcing him into this relationship and acting like he wants to be there. I feel like her narrative is completely different from the reality, and he feels guilty. That's why he sticks around.
Or she's his parent, and he don't want to leave because he don't know how to be on his own.
Why don't you date Ashley?
They both are kids.
No, high school love.
And over in there. Ashley might be on the market soon.
They would be a mess together.
Like, he's on his phone looking like he just want to go upstairs and play video games with his friends. Like, I'm just like, Juan, you are literally the most selfish, awkward person. Like, it doesn't even come off like he's over it. It just comes off like you genuinely are, like, a selfish person.
Why should he be forced to behave the way she wants him to?
Because you live in her house.
Or just behave at all? I don't know.
I feel bad for Juan. I feel like he's being held hostage by his family.
He's a grown man.
Ain't no man being held hostage.
He clearly you a hostage. You out here fucking other women. Like, that's a real nice hostage situation. Okay? Like, if I'm going to be held hostage and I can at least fuck, like, what?
you know, Robin lays those green eyes on him, guilt tripping him. But stay for the kids, honey. Stay for the kids.
Girl,
we
that's
need
what
you.
He lying himself internally for that. He's staying because where else? Who? Literally. And in this, he on the phone, his kid season in the fucking thing. Like, she out there, like, turning the grill on. He's there. He don't even know how to put the sauce on the shit.
The thing about
every
it
episode,
is,
we gonna see Juan not be able to cook. Like,
you can tell that Robin is just a good woman.
She is.
Like, just a good, like, you don't even, sometimes you see these shows and you don't know who's who because you feel like it's all kind of an act. Or you just don't like the person. You know what I'm saying? She is a good woman. I can see it through the screen.
To a fault. Good to a fault to where she doesn't know how to take care of herself and she doesn't know how to see the truth.
Like she can take care of herself because she's taking care of everybody else.
She's too afraid to be alone. She's afraid of strangers. No, that might be that's it. Why she there won't go on a date. Yeah. So I don't know. There's something about her that's very virginal to me to where it's like she probably calls penises pee-pees still.
Yeah, I actually could see some weird thing. Like, or like she whispers, she's like, you know, and like, I came home and like, I sucked once.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, girl. All right, so then she has this whole Ancestry.com thing where last season where she was yelling at little Miss Bambi about the race situation, now she's starting to be like, well, you know what? Maybe I do want to see my Ancestry.com because her mom... sitting over there like Rachel Dozier talking about she only black. I'm like, girl, you never wanted to pick up Ancestry.com? Be like, there might be a little, you know, Puerto Rican somewhere in there or something. Like,
there's a lot of something going on up in there. Like, but I mean, like the rest of us, like I only thought I was black up until I did Ancestry and learned I was 15% Irish, like, and a little bit Southeast Asian and Middle Eastern. So it's like, okay, Robin's definitely not black. So I'm curious about what she actually is.
I think it's just interesting to know, like, what you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Her mom looks like my mom, so I'm like, I'm just kind of used to it.
I would be interested to see what your test came back with.
I don't know. I just,
you know, you just mix a whole lot of
them. They just look, my mom and her mom look just alike.
Really?
Just alike. So for me, it's like.
And so your mom knows her ethnicity is what?
Black.
Right.
So we're gonna have to get some test results up in this bitch. We're gonna turn the Real Housewives of Potomac after show into more, y'all. All right, so what else did we see last week? We got the double date between Karen, Ray, Giselle, and Kevin. I just thought it was freaking hilarious that they went race car. I hate that. What is that?
Go-karts.
I hate it too.
It scares me because one
somebody
time
took me on a date there one time, and I was like,
"It's a weird date.
We don't know each other.
You don't get to talk. You can't look at each other, and who knows how they're driving."
Like, that's how I feel about movies. I think movies are like the worst first date. Like, okay, so you just asked me to come sit next to you and not talk.
Well,
for more than 2 hours, and then
movie is a date that you go on with somebody that you've known for a while.
Right. Yes. Not you know a first date.
Like, yeah, not a first date. I'm like, all right, bye. Movie sucked, so did you. I'm just kidding.
Did we pick up on the lust, though, that Karen was throwing out?
To Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, I think she was just...
You think she was playing?
Because she like... She one of those old women that knows like she's just over here. All she ever gonna get is raisin dick. So she ain't never gonna really be out here.
I think that might have made her a little bit moist, though.
It's her like little like Moulin Rouge kind of like...
That's her
moment. She wanna feel like Patti LaBelle.
How old is
60.
She?
60.
What?
Because they make reference to her age quite a bit.
Is she in her 60s?
I would say she's like 60.
She's Ramona age? Come on now.
No.
How old do you think she is? You
I'd say like 55.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe 50.
Late 50s. 57.
I mean, Dr. Black Bill Gates is probably, what, 80?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, 81.
Her mom's age.
I don't know.
Is he older than her mom? Or as old as?
Around that age, right?
So I'm seeing her like 57 to 62. 50?
I mean, definitely. I don't know.
Ish. She older than the rest of them.
Merry definitely. Christmas. No. All right, so... they go on this date. I just loved. I thought I wouldn't care about the lust thing with Karen. I was dying at Ray, who's just giving Giselle like the old man hardball. He said, "You know, you don't want to be alone and old." He said, "You ain't gonna be cute forever. You get him until you're about 65." That's why I'm like, that's why Karen's probably 60. So he knows, he got 5 more years. That's why they're real flirtatious right now. And then he says, "You need to attract men while you can." And she says, Ray, I'm gonna need you to know that I'm a catch. He said, oh, you are, huh? I was like, Ray out here slaying the shade.
Gotta love that honesty. I mean, thank you, Ray.
The funny thing is, I don't even think he was trying to be shady. No, I think he was just like,
there's some words of wisdom for you.
Yeah.
But Giselle is a catch. Like, every time I see her, she is strikingly beautiful.
Yo.
And she comes prepared for the scene.
She does. And can we...
Every single time. Right. She does not disappoint me.
About her when Karen did the photo shoot and Giselle came in with the leopard print.
Okay.
And sat on the stairs like, what you mean? You know, like, what she was doing.
1990s Halle Berry and BAPS. You guys know that movie?
Now, wait a minute. Can we just talk about, since you brought up that scene, and this has been bothering me for the past two episodes. Karen and this wig.
Oh, that's...
I'm going to need you to stop. This wig is horrible.
I like it.
It looked like a Janet Jackson All For You tour back in 2005. Like,
after she's performed.
After the whole tour DVD. Here you go, Karen.
You know how they be looking at the end of a tour. Like, it be looking like we've been through 50 dates.
That's her backup wig.
That's how the
wig,
hair be looking.
And it strikes...
No, bitch, that's Janet's backup dancer's wig.
No, actually, that's the janitor's mop.
Doesn't it look like mangled and like just
like it could be a tool used for
exactly
like Karen in that photo shoot looked like what's it called, a Party Express Halloween costume of Tina Turner. Like, I was just like, what is that?
But I felt like she was dressed appropriately. I felt like she didn't try to do too much like that was like weirdly sexual,
right?
But I feel like for a woman of her age, she came...
I just thought the whole thing was awkward. I was just like,
it was awkward.
It was definitely awkward as hell. Like, I'm not gonna deny that was not cute.
Like, no shade, girl. Like, I love you, but like that, the button up was too big, and like, not that I wanted you to be more naked, but like, it just didn't look cute. And then the hair was like, it was just...
Yeah, your husband is the only one who wants to see that. But the wig, I liked, because I felt like she was trying to be sassy and edgy and like
it
younger.
It would have been nice if she had done maybe like a Marilyn Monroe type thing. You know what I'm saying? Where she could like wear a nice dress, but still kind of be a little bit...
some cleavage.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Some curves.
A different wig.
Like a nice, where she's like turned some from style. Like,
exactly. Something like that, daddy. A little theme. Next time, Karen. Next time.
We got you. You call us. We're going to help you out with that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we got that. But then we get to the real drama. The real drama was at Oz.
Woo.
So it's the episode started out where it was like 8 days earlier. And we see that Ashley added some new food items to the menu, Americanized it a little bit. And she created something called the chicken donut, which when I hear it, I'm like, okay. But when I saw it, I was like...
This ain't nothing but a chicken and waffle. That's all it is.
Oh yeah, but a donut with the glaze, and like, I totally see where we're going with
it. Yeah, I mean, but like, chicken and waffle.
It didn't look cute
at all.
Girl.
I didn't even know what that was.
It looked like throw up.
Yeah, exactly. Hope it tasted better than it looks.
I'm gonna tell y'all, if she put that right in front of y'all right now, you would tear it up.
Without a doubt.
Sure I would. Okay. Hello, I eat kid cuisine. I'll eat whatever the fuck you put in front of me. I'm just saying, but if you want some good food, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Denny's, Denny's is the business. So now Denny's has added Denny's On Demand. So your favorite, one of your favorite restaurants, you know what I mean, that you want to just order and get at your fingertips at all times. Mm. So Denny's On Demand. And the best part about this is that, of course, Denny's is always open. So now they're always open and easy to access. So whatever your favorite meal is, you can easily access it from the app. All you guys got to do is go to Denny's On Demand online ordering. You get your favorites at your fingertips, and you guys can visit Denny's.com to click to order. And the best part about it is not only this, but when you're at home and you order in your food, if you do it now, you guys get a 60-day trial of Hulu TV.
Now, wait a minute.
You get food.
I just downloaded Hulu the other day. I could have gotten this for free.
With Denny's.
Which is right down the street from my house.
Mm-hmm. I just ate Denny's a week ago.
Can we redo it?
And I had a burger, and it was so good. It was like this sriracha jalapeno crispy onion burger, and it was like dripping, and it was like, that's my new burger spot. Mm. for real.
No, Denny's has the business with the burgers.
The business.
I've never had a burger from there. I only get the breakfast food, like, round the clock. It doesn't matter what time I go, I get the breakfast.
It's always breakfast. Yeah. When I was younger, I was breakfast. But lately, Denny's with the lunch. I'd still be ratcheting, just get me my chicken parm sandwich thing. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. Like, I'm 12 years old. But that's fine. So make sure you guys check it out. Denny's On Demand, Denny's.com. And check it out, and you get your free subscription to Hulu, and you can binge watch all your favorite shows while eating your favorite food. All right, so back to the mediocre food. Ashley has this idea with her chicken and donut where she says, hey, let's do a critic dinner in 2 days from now. You know, that's perfect for Bravo's schedule because it's not perfect for our business. That's down the tank $4 million. But we won't discuss that because this is what Bravo needs me to shoot right now. That's what's going on in Ashley's narrative. Michael then gets into this argument. He keeps pulling her outside. He tells her that he is the restaurant. What did you guys make of their arguing? Like, okay, my question really comes to, does he use the leverage or does she use the leverage?
They both do. Mm.
Yep. I feel like he's using it because he has the money, so he uses it with the restaurant, and she retaliates, so she uses whatever leverage she has in order to balance the scales.
But is his leverage just, though?
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah. If you were him, wouldn't you be a little anxious? And she really didn't have any time to plan that. She sprung it on him. She changed the menu around. Like, it's his money, all of it. And it's his loss if she loses it.
And she's mad because she wants 110% of control. And she's like, just keep me in the know.
Right.
And it's like, because I get it, because I know what she feels. But girl, you literally signed up for this. You married this man knowing that he has this money. And now you feel, okay, he gave me this project to work on. This is my project, mine. But you guys are in a relationship together.
I feel like she's equally just in being the way she is because it's on her shoulders to pull it off. He's not involved like she is.
But she's not pulling it off.
Listen, a lot of this is in relation to all these Aussie dishes on the menu that people cannot pronounce. They don't know what it tastes like. They don't know what it means. Throw some chicken wings on there, some good old, you know, American
with
fare.
With some barbecue sauce.
Okay, I mean, just
and
something.
Say it like that.
Chicken on the barbie.
Make it half and half. I feel like that seems to be, at least from what we're seeing, the point that she keeps arguing with him. And he is, like, refusing to do it. And then he comes across like a crabby old man on screen to me.
He is.
And this was the episode that I actually began to really like Ashley. Because I felt like, before she had just been kind of annoying to me. Like an annoying little sister, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I felt like in this episode, I was like, okay, I get it now.
I felt like that because there were moments where I've watching the show where I kind of had felt like, okay, Ashley, did you just get with this man because he got money?
Right.
Watching it from here, like, I feel like she's just doo-doo-doo and didn't realize what she really got herself into. Mm. And she wasn't marrying him for the wrong reasons. Like, she married him thinking... Like, here are all the puzzle pieces, and maybe we can put it together. And that's what you're supposed to do before you put a ring on your finger. But you know what I mean? Hey.
It shows her age.
Yes.
That was a turnoff for me. We have always seen her as our little sister, but, like, for me, she was the kid in these two episodes. Like, grow up, Ashley. And I kind of liked Michael more. Like, really? I like a man in control. Tell me what to do, Michael.
Okay.
I was trying to follow this logic, but then I remember she liked Juan. Never mind.
Yeah, she's just playing devil advocate over here.
But to that, I do have to say this though. Like, so what I liked about the whole situation with Ashley, because I felt like over this episode we kind of saw an evolution for her, especially in relation to
a realization.
The girls.
I don't know about evolution
to the girls. At least enough to say, you know what. I might have been out of pocket because of these things over here, and to admit it to them while she was right there, to have that moment right there.
But we've been saying, I've been saying that for the past two seasons about Ashley, because she says the things she openly will always admit, like, you know what, I see the full circle of this, I'm wrong. These women don't do that.
That's true. She is.
I would
the
love
one
for Giselle
to
come
that.
Out and be like, you know what,
I was wrong.
She did that to Charisse. She did.
Only because their friendship went a long way back. Mm-hmm. But, like, she never admits her wrongdoing. So I appreciate Ashley for that as well.
Because it was so uncomfortable for Ashley, too, at that critic dinner. She was just like...
Yeah, she was. Wait, but how bad do you think that argument really was between Ashley and Michael? Because, you know, he was very in control of the situation.
Because, honestly, you can see he... Like, these episodes, it was uncomfortable for me to watch them. I actually liked both of them, these two episodes. But they are not meant to be with each other.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. He talks to her like a child. Like, they're already in the part of the relationship where it's a father-daughter type conversation. And that's really a hard thing to backtrack. Like, watching them, like, first of all, and then when she's like, this isn't even romantic. Like, he's probably thinking, like, oh, we're going to have, like from the movie Ghost. And she don't even know what the fuck that is. She would grow up watching Space Jam. Like, I can't. So I just think that they're, like, so different from each other. Like she said, they don't understand each other. She's like, we're never going to agree on this. I don't think, the baby thing, like, the fact that now he's trying to throw that out there as a lifesaver. Like, I'm like, what, dude?
Do you think he thought he was marrying maybe a trophy wife?
Yes. She's a trophy wife.
Yeah, but, no, well, yeah, but saying, I think he likes her spunk, too.
She does have a personality.
As long as she doesn't try to, like, actually do anything, right?
No, I think he wants her to have her restaurant. But I think he's, like, he's saying, okay, like, yeah, it's no problem. I'll buy you a little restaurant or whatever. But, bitch, now we $4 million. Like, how we get here? $4 million?
Right.
Okay, now I have to step in. And be like,
because my kid didn't do what I needed her to do with money. You wouldn't have thought
that before you invested all that money into a restaurant to give to your wife who's never had a restaurant before?
I mean, look, but pussy will make it do apparently some dumb things, because I know what booty will do, so I'm just saying. You know? I'm just saying, Michael, you know? I don't know. But so we get to the critic dinner. Loved Charisse, where she was walking in talking about, what's new on the menu? Orangutan.
Oh, my God.
Who wants some emu?
Is it me or is Charisse just like always drunk? I feel like her speech is so slurred like this all the time.
Yeah. Well, she has a champagne room.
Yeah.
Well, is that what happens?
We don't know what that looks like. That's why it done yet. She's just drunk in that.
She
like,
just keeps just drinking.
Just staring at the walls like, I'm a paint shoe. with Sheldon. They're just sitting in there just shit-faced drunk.
Right.
All right, so Giselle, once again, got to take that, the Barbie, and poke it right on into Ashley. You know, you said we could give our 2 cents. and brought up the new menu items, and right away Ashley was like, did you try the emu steak sticks or whatever the fuck you're talking about? And then Ashley apologized to Charisse. She said, look, everyone talks about everyone. At least I say it to their face. and then I did like that Robin brought up to Ashley, because I think the girls are starting to really just shine the light on Ashley. She said, girl, you brought up my bankruptcy last season. And then whatever, fine, you brought it up. Then you tried to backpedal. But then I seen the comment, you call me the bottom of the barrel. Malicious.
Right.
And then Ashley couldn't say nothing.
We are making a TV show, people. It's not going to be all peaches and cream. Like. But they do all say scandalous things behind each other's backs.
Yeah.
It's called confessionals.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, what did you guys think of Robin's and her little therapist? Do we think she's really going to go on a date? Do we think she's going to really get something out of...
I think a producer is going to find a man for her that's going to cast on LA Casting or wherever.
We should do like a bachelorette bachelorette for Robin. It'd be hood as fuck, like... The men that we set her
up. That would be so boring, though. Can you imagine Robin on a date?
Nope.
Jesus.
No, yeah.
Y'all gonna leave Robin alone.
Love
you
her.
You know, I was team Robin for a long time.
Still am. Sometimes I feel like I'm Robin in my life. All right, so we see Karen. Now, Karen, girl, you have a little control issue, okay? And I want to know what's going on with this house situation, because I think you lying about something.
Oh, I got something to say about that, too.
Well, go ahead. Open it up.
First of all, this house looks empty as hell. Do y'all notice that?
Well, because they're pulling the stuff out now. They got this cash advance, honey.
The house looked empty last season. It looks even emptier this season. Yes, I'll grant you that. So maybe they are slowly but surely moving things out for this cash purchase that we ain't seen.
What's the tea? You guys think there's more to it than that?
I feel like that's a rental house, like that she was already in.
Oh, no, I definitely don't think that.
It looks like that, too. It looks like one of those sets that they put people in.
An Airbnb or
something. When they're filming. That's what it resembles to me, because you know what a home looks like. I got more stuff in my apartment, and it's like the size of one of those rooms.
Especially one with kids.
Okay, but honestly, they remind me of my aunt and uncle, like their household, like... I hated going over my aunt and uncle's house because it was like, okay, we can't sit in no rooms. We can't touch nothing. Like, I would look at my cousin's room and be like, This is the most sterile fucking right. Like, you don't want to sit on their bed or like there's just families like that.
And I just don't, it doesn't feel like a home. And every time I see it, I'm thinking, this looks like those Love and Hip Hop apartments.
It probably is. You might be onto something. You both are calling BS on this process. About
it. You know, every time I look at it, I'm calling BS on the after fact.
I think they could not afford their house any longer.
Okay.
And the whole China thing. Someone from China bought this cash house. Like, really? Like, it came all the way up to
Did they do it on eBay?
Saw this house? Like, I'm like, is it a Groupon? Like, I'm just like, how that happened?
They were just on China.
Apartments.com because it got Westside Red. Like, I'm just like, now, confused.
We have seen potential buyers casted to come in and like look at the house. We couldn't see this buyer. We couldn't see some type of transaction, even like the realtor acting like this was happening.
Yeah.
So then we find out that Karen may not. Well, even though they say that they don't want to rush into anything, which means that could be the case. Because what I'm also thinking is now the only way that they could really like be bougie Potomac about this is if they eventually want to build. But
I doubt that.
I doubt that because they're too old for that. But I'm like, unless it was something for the kid, that was shade.
Well, somebody else kind of called it out too because they were like, Little Monique just came right in and found a house like in a week.
Yep.
And if you got money like Bill Gates money, you ain't worrying about like
nothing.
No.
Traveling 20 minutes nothing. Outside the city.
If you compare those two processes.
For a rental house that looked like, I mean, it looked like the Fresh Prince Bel-Air house, but I'm like, you renting?
With Karen that old Huger, TV in the background, I saw that too.
Karen Huger renting?
It's just something some fishy
flags.
About it.
We got yeah. some red
It's something
flags.
Fishy. I don't know what it is.
And Charisse is onto it. She's catching, I think Charisse is going to sniff it out. Because Charisse bored right now. Charisse is just walking around with her bottle of wine. trying to catch all the tea. Charisse is Cherie right now.
Those bag of bones.
No bag of bones. All right, so Karen takes Giselle to Summer House, and where she wants to squash the beef with her and Monique, and Karen wants to be kind of in control of all of this. Monique shows up with Charisse, which Karen was not too fond of.
Why was she so mad?
Because she wants to be the one to heal the girls, and she didn't like that Charisse had an input and kind of like
I feel like there is this growing animosity between Charisse and Karen though, like something else is going on with them that we're not seeing.
Yeah, it's very odd. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it just came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Now, I'm glad that we are welcoming Karen back to the group.
Right. Hello. Welcome back, Karen.
We need her to be a little petty. Come back to the girls' level, Karen. The waiter shaded Karen a little bit, and Karen was not here for it. He was like, oh, well, Miss Giselle brought y'all in. She said, no, this is hosted by Miss Huger. She's, like, really adamant about hosting things. Like,
I'm
like,
know.
Girl, you could not be on this panel. I'd be like...
Who cares?
Who cares? Exactly.
Do people, like, do that?
I
like,
think older
I'm
ladies
hosting
might.
The birthday dinner.
This is new for me, seeing this type of... Like, level of fucks given about who hosts what.
Maybe if it was, like, one of my best friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just trying to... I can't see it.
Have you guys ever gone on a group trip of friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys
normally,
done
it? Never came people up. Run away from the hosting
exactly.
job.
Exactly. Like, you do it, we'll pay you. Okay, bye-bye.
Right. Like, and there's no... I don't think... Like, and even, like, the person who's in charge of the money, like, it's not like they're, like, giving speeches out. Like,
no, they don't
right.
even want to be in charge of the money.
Yeah. And then we're usually figuring out what the fuck we're going to do the day of. Like, all right, this one says, like...
Okay, but can we also be clear that this is a producer's doing? I mean, like, somebody right. cleared this place for you guys to film in so you could have this conversation. So why are you mad?
like, Miss Huger, you didn't arrange this, okay? Monique brings Charisse and Karen acts surprised. But, and again, to see how produced it was... is there was four placements at the table. And when Karen came in, she said, hi, we'd like a table for three. Well, they set up four. So, girl, you knew someone was coming. Giselle starts to talk to Monique, and as she does, the devil done caught that line.
That was funny.
Choked on a lie, girl.
That was
gotta
funny.
Watch out.
Is the word trick offensive? Is it ratchet talk or is it trick talk?
I just haven't heard of it since that
first of all, Trick song. Come on now. She was not calling her immature when she called her Trick. Everybody knows what a trick means.
I didn't know what a trick meant until
a hoe.
Turning tricks, exactly. Yeah. Not tricks are for kids.
She like, right. You know, tricks are for kids.
Monique, you took an L right then and there for me. Because I feel like if you're a bad bitch, yeah, I said that. And?
No, she didn't say that. She just said that her version means something different.
I'm like, no.
Girl, you sent with your kids too long.
That's backpedaling.
That's true.
That's backpedaling.
Watching them sing-alongs for too long, Monique. But yeah, she did backpedal.
I don't like
that. She's afraid of Giselle. We know this now. Giselle wins every time when it's the two of them together.
Oh, I just don't.
Because here's the thing, though. Monique doesn't know how to remain composed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need her to. Like, because the thing is, sometimes when Giselle remains composed, it's just sitting there like, it's like, okay, girl, well, you're not even playing at this point. Like, you just look like an immature old woman. Like you look bitter at this. Like, when Monique was sitting down saying, like, I'm just saying, maybe she has a little bitterness of how it used to be. Like, I genuinely feel that way. Like, I do believe that Giselle holds on to a bitterness when it comes to men. She always has to be this independent, super strong, this. And it's like, whenever someone first comes into it, like Ashley said, I take my anger out on other people. So Giselle takes her anger out on everybody that comes up into the group because she knows that her heart string isn't attached to them, where when she makes fun of, like, Karen and that, she has to fix it with them. I don't know. Like, it's just like, I feel like I'm seeing a different side of Giselle this season. I'm just kind of like,
I like it.
She's definitely a wounded woman.
But I like that she's kind of like polarizing. You know what I'm saying?
But I wish she would own up to, I wish we could see that soft side of her. Like the that would make me feel like, okay, like, you know, you're a bitch, but like, you know why you're a bitch at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know, like, be a bitch. If you're going to be a cornhole bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's her name from fucking The Sleeping Beauty? With that Angela.
Who? I feel like she is being a Maleficent. Bitch and just being a bitch.
Okay, now we know why she was a bitch.
But what would Giselle's soft side look like? Do you want her to, have a tea party? Cry?
I want her to talk about her past with her men, like, okay, how that really affects her.
We want to see how she came to be this.
She always
bitch.
Deflects onto other people. Right. Like, it's like the conversation will start about her, but then it's a deflecting. It's like we never really get into. I don't know anything about Giselle.
I feel like we kind of see that in her responses to things about Monique. So I feel like what you're saying is probably partially true, in the sense that something may have occurred, from what I hear, there's no real monetary, like, beef between her and her ex-husband. Yeah. But I just feel like there's something in her that is like, I gotta be independent. I gotta do this myself. I gotta. You know, and any other woman that's like, you know, has what she used to have, she's kind of like, no, you don't need to do it like that. It's not yours. It's not real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're saying like a warning? She wants to issue a warning?
Not that she wants to warn them, but she looks at that person that used to be the old her and she resents that for
some reason. She hates. It's called being a hater.
I don't think it's a malicious thing.
It's kind of malicious.
No,
though.
It is malicious, but I don't
it's
think
it's malicious,
she,
but subconsciously.
Yeah, like, it's just at this point, it's ingrained in her DNA that's how she acts. She could change because it's just about kind of shining the light on it and being like, all the girls sitting down being like,
with
Giselle,
Dr.
like,
Jeff.
No, it can't be. It has to be like real ass people in her life to sit her down and be like, girl, this is what you do at the reunion, and here's the fucking clip.
I think it would take maybe like a Robin and a Charisse to sit her down, because even though her and Charisse are kind of contentious at times, I feel like there's still some type of genuine connection there.
Right, I can see that.
Yeah.
Because she still will support her.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, let's just get back into it. Like, I mean, Giselle feels Monique told her to give her the phone number. I don't believe. And then poor Charisse is trying to be like, I was there, because Charisse said that she didn't. Charisse is like, girl, she did not yell at you to tell you to give the phone number. She said, can I get your number? You was being like, then she said, can you put your number in? And you talking about, she slammed that phone in my face and told me to put her number in it.
Does she really believe that? She does, doesn't she?
I think she
believes
that.
She's crazy, y'all. She's gotta be crazy.
And that's gonna be a fun one for Andy at the reunion to be like, let's play the clip back. could you put your phone? Could I get your number?
I would be like, I felt like she was threatening me.
Petty. That is the definition of petty.
Monique, you should have thought a little harder, and instead of all that, been like, you know what? Here's my number, girl. If you would like, I would like to have a sit-down conversation.
Or, because, logistically speaking, you never would have had to get her phone number in order to have that meeting. Because
you could look at the production sheet.
Exactly.
That was emailed to you last night.
Right. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, because you know they got each other's phone. Like, somebody, you could have found that number.
You could DM her on Twitter.
Like, exactly. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that there was no production. If I wanted to resolve an issue with you and I did not have your number, but you were our common friend, I would say, you know what? I do want to talk to you at some point soon. We'll talk later. Is that okay? Cool? Boom. I get the number from you.
But it is proper.
Put your number in my phone right now.
It is proper for her to go up and ask for her number. Like, that's the proper way.
No, I think it's more proper to do that. Because, honestly, if I ask, if I'm not talking to Tiffany and I'm like, yo, Richie, what's Tiffany's number? And you give me her number. That's offensive to Tiffany being like, Richie, I didn't want you to give her my number.
Right. I was kind of embarrassed.
Richie over here just handing out.
I'm passing out numbers under the table all the time.
I was embarrassed for Monique, though. I was like, she's trying to do the right thing. Give me your number. Over and over again, even though she is not the classiest.
She's not doing it the way Giselle wants.
Give me your number.
But I think Monique really does want. I think that the two of them honestly would be homegirls.
They could be best of friends.
Like, there is a little bit of like spunkiness that I see in the two of them. But what did you guys take when fucking Sharice started crying? And Karen was so over it. Karen's like, ugh, if you want a one-on-one sit down, I'll call you next time.
And we'll bring some tissues with me.
You know, I don't know. I've been in the middle of two friends fighting before, and it's taxing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think to a certain degree, if we're going under the premise that these are her really good friends, it is emotionally draining. And then you're already going through your own stuff. You've been dumped. You know, okay. Come on.
But how does she make sense of that? Like, I'm going to get you guys to work together because you're my friends.
Well, she's saying do it for me. Like, if you guys can't just put aside your differences for, like, whatever petty reasons you got, at least be able to, like, be around each other for me.
But you notice the whole time she said that, she was only looking at Giselle. And what I took from that in my fake news Star Magazine agenda head was that, girl, I know why you're doing this right now, and I feel you, but I'm going through too much shit right now. Can you just stop fucking with my homegirl?
Can we all just
end the petty shit? Because, like, I can't cry another night. Okay, Mary J. Blige, I'm going down.
You might be onto something with that.
It was random, though. Why are you making this about you? But you look like a weirdo.
No, she does look like a weirdo, but honestly, I just think that she is... I don't think she has control over her emotions. Okay, so I worked with people, like, on a reality show where... it was with people from my hometown, and they fucked up the production because one of the persons didn't want to do the show but didn't tell us why. Ended up because they were gay and they didn't want it to come out on television, because that's a lot of emotions to have to deal. So she's signing up for this show. She's not thinking, which is, you know, you got to think about everything when you do this kind of stuff. And you're going
through...
every demon from your life is being thrown out there. She already isn't a... I don't want to say that. She's in a fragile mind state. So now you got the whole world. She can't even take when a third party friend is talking about her marriage. So now you get Twitter and everybody up in your business all summer long. Now you have to come back film knowing that your shit gonna be all dry. I think Sharice is literally one of, like, I think she cries four times a day. I think, like, she's someone, like, she's shopping down the grocery aisle and picks up that condensed milk and is just like, my life is condensed. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's really like that. I do feel bad for her, because, I mean, I get it, girl, but I don't know if she... I think that this is maybe a testament to maybe she needs some other friends.
She needs something, because you can't just be drinking and crying all the time, girl.
And hanging around with 24-year-olds.
It's phases. It's phases, y'all.
She's in the drinking and crying
phase right now.
Mm-hmm. Honey. All right, so what do we get? Monique had a party for Milani. A B-day party, which was somewhere around from $20,000 to $30,000 or something like that.
Can I get some?
Do babies remember their first birthday? I didn't remember. My mom, apparently, I had a big one. I mean, nothing like that, but like, I had like horses. And I was like, you couldn't have waited a year that I would remember some shit?
I mean, ideally. Let's like, do that. Damn. We'll remember it and enjoy it.
You know, they could have gave that $30,000 to Robin and Juan.
Right.
That was not shade. That was actually. Not but shade. If you think about it like that,
that was great
you have
advice.
Just wasted. And I know it's about the memory, but this little girl, I mean, cutest a button, but she's not going to remember this at all.
But is it really, like, at that point, like, the first birthday, is that really for the kid or is
no.
it more
for
the parents?
For it's
you.
For the adults. 100%.
And all 200
we
of your
this.
Friends and
the
family.
The kid's still alive a year later. all right, so we hear that Chris's dad's having surgery, so him and his mom won't be able to come. She invites all the girls except for Giselle. Fair. It's a rededication to God. Is this like a Catholic thing? I don't know what that is.
It's a Baptist thing.
Is that what that
sounds
is?
Sounds like it.
I was going to say, I didn't know.
I was like, they're so close to the pool. Are they going to drop her in there?
Can you get saved in chlorine like that? So everyone's stuck in traffic, including the vendors. And I mean, I would have been... Oh, the party would have been over. No, I would have like been losing my goddamn mind. If a guest gets there before the fucking vendors, someone losing their job, and it ain't gonna be a $30,000 party, baby. It'll be $15,000 because y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna get paid.
Not
Ashley,
that the guests care. Like that, being invited was probably the highlight of their year.
Oh
so
it was like the biggest. Robin was like,
right? It was like Disneyland. She's like, I didn't even have to pay for Disneyland.
No, but even Giselle seemed like kind of bummed she was invited because she was like, "Oh, your kids would have loved it, girl."
Well, that 2-hour drive, I don't know.
Yeah, not so much.
Ashley showed up without Michael. Now, here's my thing. Instead of attacking Ashley the way that they have done, just wait for the moment. Because karma, like Katy Perry says, always keeps them receipts. So here's what you needed to have done is right now when she shows up to the party without Michael because he's at a beach day. That's when you say, well, girl, why Michael at the beach? That don't make no sense because you was just with Michael the other day. You guys had the Oz thing. I'm just wondering, Ashley, like, what's going on in your life?
I heard a little something about Michael having something on the side at the beach.
Everything all right, girl?
We Corona's with. And then we see Ashley's age for real when she starts talking to Monique's dad. I felt like I saw her age for real because when he started talking about things, she was just like, mm-hmm. And it was like a Kix commercial. Like, it was just like a little kid just sitting there with her fruit ball lap. Tell me all the tea. And I'm like, he's as old as your man.
Which also explains the way she acts. Like, I feel like that was a very revealing moment, seeing yeah. her and soaking up some wisdom because she could use it right now. I feel like she's so broken.
Yeah.
Like you can see her little energy elsewhere. Poor Ashley.
The internal broke housewives of Potomac. all right. What do we get? Karen versus Sharice. So then I don't even know where it stemmed from, but as they're sitting around the pool, then Karen just starts, I don't have a problem. I'm fine. Are you? Because why'd you just say that? Fucking weird. Like, we're talking about, like, what's really fucking... I'm fine. I have no problems with Sharice. Okay, Joan fucking Crawford. Like, what the fuck?
They were talking about the Bermuda trip. And, like, I guess Sharice made a mistake and said our trip.
Yeah, well, she said that she's second co-hosting. She's co-hosting the trip. And Karen was...
She's so mad. This
it means nothing, girl. That's the only title you can hold on to. Then you need to. You need a job.
I was trying to rationalize this whole situation in my head. Like maybe because that's Sharice's job. No. Like isn't she like an
Karen
event planner?
Is 65 years old, and this proved it. I don't know about y'all. Grew up with my grandmother. There becomes an age where you just have to start giving her things to do so that she just, you know, I mean, keeps her mind busy and she can feel like, I'm important. It's like, we know.
This is all
thanks
she
for
had.
Day. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, thanks, Karen, for being the hostess of Bermuda Triangle because you don't know where you're going to live because you're homeless right now. I know, girl, it's tough.
Yeah, this was the scene I hated her wig the most.
Yeah.
More so than the photo shoot?
I'm sorry because it was like, it was so far back on her head and I could see where her hair was pulled back and the wig was split right here. I was like, what? Nobody told you this?
It was an edgy look.
And Sharice was probably Sharice was probably just sitting there like,
edgy. It didn't match the edge though.
Literally edgy.
Fell right off it. What did Lady Gaga say? On the edge of glory, okay?
I love me Stevie some Karen. Nicks I just want the hair up. To be better.
Yeah,
she usually has it together.
In her confessional, she looks great.
Well, yeah, because that's the Bravo team. Then I can't.
I'm just saying.
I'm always impressed by the way Karen looks, even with her bad wig. She just does it, especially if she's 65. Like, what 65 do you know is working it like that?
No, I mean, there's some. Did you see Cher on the fucking Billboard music?
It's okay. Cher, come on.
Okay, and this is married to the black Bill Gates.
Honey. Who is like 80-something.
Who, I'm just like, is not the black Bill Gates. And we need to stop calling him that because he's too old to be playing fantasies and all this stuff. Because Bill Gates got coin. And not to say y'all don't get coin, but Bill Gates ain't renting.
A $10 wig looks better than that, too. No. I'm just trying to let you know. You can walk into...
Richie's saying there are options for you, Karen.
Visit winklux.com. Hit up my homegirl Queen. Tell her Jesse sent you, girl, and she will hook you right on.
I know
on
you
up.
On Instagram too, so you can see all of these people selling bundles of hair. Get you some.
And as a matter of fact, since your titty's so big too, girl, why don't you get that bra to just squeeze them
up? If I see that one more time.
Because not only that, but then they'll give you sponsored money and maybe you can help afford to move back into your house.
And doesn't she have a wig line?
Who?
Karen.
Don't say that.
No, I kid you not.
Where's she selling
it? Chinatown? I feel like I had seen it on Instagram
downtown
after last
DC?
Season. Listen, I don't know, but I promise you I'm going to find proof next week.
All right. Wow. So Karen meets up with Charisse for some tea time, and she said, look, I know that you think you're going to co-host this, but you can be my assistant. Like, girl, how are you going to tell another grown woman she's going to be your assistant? And then she said that she doesn't want her to co-host, just plan. She said, but look, I'll host the welcome dinner. What would you like to host? We can go on a boat or something. Like that. Charisse is who I would be. I'd just be like, girl, I don't know what this is.
Poor Charisse.
Like, I don't even know what this means. I don't need to make a speech. Like, I just said I'm helping you. Like, we working together. And you want to be fucking alpha bitch over here. Like,
this just reminds me of the Kenya Sheree argument about baseboards. I mean, it just is like...
It's very similar,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it just is like, what are we arguing about, really?
But Karen has a history of failed events. So that's why we need an intervention. So thank you, Charisse, for stepping up to the plate here.
I mean, but Charisse's events were awkward, too. I mean,
that's true.
But at least there were people there. The essence of an event.
What was that, Casino Royale?
No, was that Charisse? Was...
No.
Hers was the...
Katie.
O Benefit Gala. That's what it was.
Oh yeah. But not that. I mean, Charisse threw that one good party for her birth. Was her birthday?
Yeah, Charisse. Really, Charisse had her parties.
She's had some successes and the 16-year-old birthday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. What else we got? All right. So then, last but not least, we get Ashley. She felt accomplished with the charity dinner. They apologize to each other. They go to that pottery class, and basically, she said, "Do you feel we're still in love?" He's like, sure.
What kind of question is that?
I think that's a fair question to say. I know we love each other, but are we in love?
But if I'm saying that to you, that must mean that I'm having some
true
doubt.
It would more so have to be, are you in love with me?
Right.
Like, I know I'm in love with you, but are you in love with me?
That would have been a better way of framing that.
Richie's
I feel
over
like
the whole situation,
she's out of love.
I don't know what to say about it, because I just feel like, as much as I hate to say it, I feel like that's on the rocks.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
Seriously.
Unfortunately, they had one fight and now they're about to break up. Like, that seems like...
But I get the sense that it's continuous. And it's, you know how you, like, you have a fight with somebody, and I don't know if you, like, just living with the person that you're with, it gets really contentious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it doesn't get really resolved.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just so bad. It just turns into evilness. And
then you just can't even stand the person breathing.
But that's marriage. Like, you're going to have some fights. You're going to have some disagreements. You're going to have some differences in ways of life.
No, exactly.
Like, it comes with the territory.
But a lot of people, we are raised in a generation to where... When you listen to their conversation, when Michael says, why do you have to turn it into a defense thing? Why can't it just be... We have a conversation where Ashley wants it to be, well, no, you were wrong when you said this. I was right when I did this. It's a millennial thing. Like, as kids get older and older, it's like, well, I don't have to deal with this attitude.
Right.
I don't have to, where we see, like, my grandparents, like, they sat through it. And it's like, you know what? Okay, yeah, I don't want to sleep next to you. That's why I'm going to sleep in this room for 2 years. And our grandkids going to be like, why grandma and grandpa sleep in separate rooms? because they fucking love each other, okay? They love each other so much that they're going to sleep in separate rooms to keep the fucking family together, bitch, okay?
That's how you do it.
And that's called fucking love, people, okay? Not the fucking fairy tale shit that fucking Hallmark and Lifetime be putting on there, all right? That's what I'm saying. That's why divorce and all this shit goes up here, because we put all this fucking shit on TV. Sorry, I'm just saying. What else is going on? They talk about the baby. Ashley says she's not ready. Glad she realizes that. Like, she was like, I would have been stuck with a baby. That she reminds me of Portia. Like, I'm just like, why? How was that an afterthought?
Right, right.
How is that an afterthought?
But I almost feel like he pulled that out of the hat because that he knew that that was something she had previously talked about.
Which makes and it creepy.
And for him, it's very creepy and manipulative. It's like,
let's dangle this baby over you so that you can, you know, now.
Stay with me.
Exactly, exactly. I just felt like that was like bad timing.
Too soon. But I feel like she's also wrong in that I don't want to have a baby with you more. I don't want to do anything to help us grow.
Might she have been just saying that she agreed with his prior assessment that maybe now is not the right moment?
No,
for
she's saying that we had a blow up and now I just want to put everything on pause.
And I wasted $4.5 million of yours and I just want to give it back because I'm just done now.
And I'm done now. I'm ready to go.
Like, it's like, oh, thanks for putting me in fucking debt, bitch. Like,
I don't know anymore.
We're not going to figure this out through love.
I want a divorce.
Yeah, like.
$5 million later.
What is it called? Fucking just light the match up and walk away.
That is, you know, I think if I married somebody with that much money, I wouldn't want to have a business. I would just want to spend it.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I want to make my own money in my own way, but I'm just saying, a restaurant, that just seems like so much.
Yeah. A restaurant is a lot of work.
It seems like, I don't even want
to. Coming from a Greek, that's a lot of fucking work.
I just want to eat at the restaurant. I don't want to do anything else. I have been a server before. Don't want to do it no more. Ever.
That's a huge undertaking.
Own a parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy. A lot of
rental
money.
Property.
Going into business with your spouse.
She should just at least, you know, take a clue for Monique like that. Well, I mean, you know, Monique has like assistants and stuff.
Cousins.
Slaves.
She got cousins.
Sweeties.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Oh, all right. So, yes, now the girls are finally going to give us what we need them as housewives, the trip, and a whole lot of drama. I mean, this looks like we're going to get some good arguments, some good conversation. Robin may go on a date with what looks like, I think, a homosexual, but that's fine. He's like, let me show you. I'd be like, sir.
It's a test date.
Right. I'd be like, sir, no. But Monique versus Giselle.
Round 8.
Right.
Hopefully Monique wins this time. She's about due for a win, I think.
Right, because otherwise we're going to get knocked out.
Monique, just remain calm. That's all you got to do.
Hold your ground.
All she has to do with Giselle is remain calm.
Just sit there longer than she does.
Exactly.
And you'll win. And then Karen versus Charisse seems to kind of come to a head.
Karen versus Robin.
And Karen, that's the one that I'm really like...
I need to see what happened because I feel like a whole chunk of things happens and then like that happens.
Yeah, we need some backstory too.
Because like Karen ain't the type to like fight you, but Karen the type to like kill you like she a character in Clue.
Right.
It was Karen in the kitchen with the knife.
I just watched that this weekend.
It was Karen in the kitchen with the wig.
She strangled her. Well, all right. Thank y'all for tuning in. Let us know what you guys thought of the past 2 weeks. We missed you. So leave your commentary down below. Where can everyone keep in contact with y'all?
Find me on Instagram at Roving Realist.
Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Boom. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J. And hit us up across all platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Subscribe to us, Real Housewives of Potomac, on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars because the other ones don't work. Okay. Leave us a comment. Show us some love. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.